USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A move by the Chinese government to affect their currency causes a major shakeup on the stock market and a massive sell-off, as the Dow was down 767 points to close at 25,717. Trader Teddy Weisenberg joins Fox Business and believes...
Market says, you know, Ashley, can deal with just about anything, good news, bad news, but clearly uncertainty, and the uncertainty that continues to be created around these tariff negotiations and all the difficult fallout from it clearly is not a positive for the market.
President Trump is calling this weekend's mass killings in Texas and Ohio wicked and evil.
In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy.
The president also said the alleged killer should face the death penalty. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The pace of expansion for U.S. service companies fell to its slowest pace in nearly 3 years. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Institute for Supply Management says its gauges of business activity and new orders weakened for the services sector. That Association of Purchasing Managers reporting that its non-manufacturing index fell to 53.7 from 55.1 in June. That July measure, the weakest number since August of 2016. Now, readings above 50 signal growth, so the index still suggests that overall growth will continue, but it's downshifted. The services sector accounts for the bulk of U.S. jobs and economic activity.
President Trump's planned trip to Florida for Tuesday is expected to be postponed because of the weekend shooting massacres in Texas and Ohio. The president was scheduled to visit the villages in central Florida to discuss Medicare. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
For the second time in less than a week, a pilot thought he could fly while he was drunk. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
A flight from Glasgow, Scotland to Newark, New Jersey was canceled after two pilots were arrested on suspicion of being intoxicated, according to officials with United Airlines and Scottish Police. The men, ages 61 and 45, have been arrested and remain in police custody pending a court hearing on Tuesday, August 6th.
Going a little bit more in depth on this story, Kyle Bailey is a former FAA safety representative. He's also a current pilot. Regarding alcohol and flying a plane, he tells Fox News,
"General rule is 8 hours bottle to throttle is what they call it.
So you have to wait 8 hours?
No drinking 8 hours prior to the flight. So what probably might have happened is in the bar the night before, 10 hours before, and had a little bit too much. And then they get the breathalyzer when they show up, and they're still over the .04 limit."
And as far as how the FAA regulates this, he says,
"Well, every 6 months a pilot has to get a physical, an airline pilot. So if a doctor suspects something, there might be, a test. But typically the airline will do spot checks. So if a pilot shows up, he might get a random drug and alcohol screen. It's pretty much just randomly generated by a computer system. And that's typically the only test for alcohol in the system."
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.